HUD 1, HUD 2, it's time to go. We come through on 4th and inches and won't stop until we score. Had the game ahead, locked and put it in a figure 4. We ain't worried about a hater, baby, we just build and grow. The Joe and Joey Show, football, b-ball fights, pick a topic. Like Khabib on his run, yeah, they tried but couldn't stop us. Watch us, yeah, we rockin', hot as Puerto Rico, we the wave. Go on and place your bets, check the over-under, we the fade. Yeah. It's no debate, we the greatest, but we debating your favorites greater. Raising points of discussion, then we question. Feeling like Michael Jordan with the Bulls. Feeling like I'm about to rage, KG with the Timberwolves. I'm getting pulled in all kinds of directions. To the game, yeah, you know that that's the best one. So just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show, Joe and Joey on the ride.
So just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show. Joe and Joey on the UFC 300 post-fight reactions. Man, overall thoughts on the main card, Joe? I thought the main card was great, except for the Bo Nickel fight, but everything else was pretty good.
Yeah, it was a great card. I think Holloway and Gaethje stole the show at the end of their fight. But
well, let's get into that right now, man. Best fight of the night. Not even close. Max Holloway defeats Justin Gaethje for the BMF title, knocks him out with 1 second left in the fight. I mean, insane. Proved everybody wrong, proved the bookmakers wrong. He looked great. What do you think?
Yeah, very impressive. I think it's nice that, you know, he didn't have to cut as much weight for this fight. You know, he looked stronger, you know, bulkier, more muscle on him, not as skinny. And it showed, and he was, you know, everything he did was crisp. He was sharp. And Gaethje, you know, I think the broken nose at the end of the first round just, you know, obviously obliterated his whole game plan and his probably his confidence and his psyche. But it just went downhill from there. But you got to respect Gaethje for going toe-to-toe with Holloway at the end like that.
Yeah, I mean, that ending was sick, right? When Max Holloway, he's dominating, up 4 or 5 rounds, and he's like, fuck it, we're throwing down in the middle right now. And that's what a BMF does, man. And he caught Gaethje, and, you know, he gave Gaethje a chance to win at the end. And, I mean, he just swung, and we're watching the highlight right now, and knocked him out.
Overhand right.
Insane knockout.
Boom.
Crazy.
Right to the temple.
As far as Max Holloway goes, he deserves, I mean, he can ask for whatever he wants after a performance like that. I think he can fight Makhachev next. I think he skipped a line over Sarukian, Poirier, and he can fight Topuria whenever he wants. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree with that. I'd like to see him go with Topuria first. I want to see the, you know, the 145 belt get defended, you know, with the new champion and Topuria. I think Holloway deserves that, and if he wins that, then, you know, obviously he can jump up to 155 and probably skip the line, but I think he's got to stay at 145. This was, you know, for a BMF belt. It's not really a weight class belt. I'd like to see him, you know, fight Topuria.
He's going to have to defend it, though. He won it at 55, so he's probably going to have to defend it at 55. I don't think the BMF title is going to be on the line when he fights Topuria.
Right.
So, I mean, I think the smart thing would be to fight Topuria, like you're saying. Topuria, he doesn't have any say in this. If Max Holloway wants to fight, he's getting the fight. Yeah, Topuria was talking all that stuff, saying, oh, I'm never going to give Max Holloway a title shot. Dude, you're in no position to...
Yeah.
You know, bro, you do what you're told, bro. If Max Holloway wants that fight tomorrow, you're fighting tomorrow, bro. Like,
yep.
You don't have an option. Like, Max Holloway's performance tonight was better than Topuria's performance over Volkanovski, 100%.
I agree.
100%.
Yeah, he was way more sharper. You know, Volkanovski, obviously a legend in the game, made Max Holloway look a little, you know, silly in their last fight. But, you know, Volk took a lot of damage, you know, brain damage from, you know, Makhachev getting knocked out with that kick. But
yep.
I think that's, you know, Volk's kind of exiting his prime. And Max is a little bit younger, so I think Topuria has to defend that belt against Max.
Yeah, so Max Holloway's stock is through the roof right now. He's going to get the 300K bonus for knockout of the night, and then he's going to get a 300K bonus for fight of the night with Gaethje.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's not all bad for Gaethje. I mean, and broken nose, knocked out, but at least he's going home with an extra 300K.
Yeah. I mean, fighters are different, man. That's like, we always say it all the time. Fighting's like, I don't even, you can't consider it a sport. Mm-hmm. If fighting is just fighting, they're athletes, but it's, they're different kind of athletes, man.
Yep. Let's talk a little bit about Justin Gaethje, where he goes from here. 35 years old, coming off a vicious knockout, broken nose. Where does he go from here? Should he retire? Is he done? Because at best, he's fifth in line for the 155 strap now. He's not the BMF anymore. He's behind Sarukian, Holloway, Oliveira, Poirier. Where does Justin go from here?
I think I think honestly he should retire, which sucks to say because he's one of my favorite.
Yeah, he's your favorite fighter.
Yeah, he's pretty much my favorite fighter in the UFC just because the way he fights. But there's really no path to being a champion anymore, especially in that weight class, which is, I think, the most competitive and hardest division. So if I was, I mean, you know, we see it with Tony Ferguson. He didn't retire, and he's lost, like, what, 5-6 fights in a row?
That's true. It's hard for somebody like Justin Gaethje, a warrior like that, to go out like that. That's tough. Like, I don't think that's going to sit right with him. So I don't think he's going to retire. Should he retire? That's another question, probably, after a knockout like that, and you don't really have anywhere else to go, per se. He'd probably have to win, like, string up, like, 3 wins in a row against top guys, and at 35, I don't know if he has that anymore. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he was saying he had one more run to the title. So we'll see what Justin Gaethje does. But, man, that's a tough one for him to swallow for sure.
Yeah, it sucks. And it's not even like he was fighting a guy in his own weight class. Like, this is somebody that moved up.
And he just got his nose fixed and got his nose broken in the first round and then got poked in the eye a little bit and then knocked out and then outclassed. That one's going to hurt the ego a little bit.
Absolutely.
For sure. I feel bad for Justin, but he's a warrior, man. He'll bounce back. I don't think it's the end for him.
Yeah, he'll fight again. They'll get him on another card that's, you know, that's going to sell a bunch of pay-per-views. The next fight he fights is going to be a contender for sure.
For sure, man. Yeah, I just don't see a path for him to get a title shot anymore.
No. Which sucks because I really thought tonight he was going to get it, especially Oliveira after Oliveira went down and lost.
Yeah, let's get into that one. Charles Oliveira, Armin Sarukian. Our early predictions, we were on Sarukian. We ended up changing our pick to Charles Oliveira. Lost a split decision, 29-28. Two judges gave it to Sarukian, and then one judge gave it to Charles Oliveira. I mean, the fight was okay. It was just...
Yeah, a good fight.
It was a good fight. It wasn't close to like fight of the night or anything like that. Thought Charles might have had Sarukian in the first round, had a nice guillotine in there, ended up winning the first round, but Sarukian came back and won rounds 2 and 3. Give me your thoughts on the fight.
Solid performance by Sarukian. Not like super impressed or blown away by it, but I think he did enough and did what he had to do to get the win.
Charles, does he deserve a title shot?
Man, I would say yes if Holloway didn't do what he did, but I don't think Holloway's going to pursue Makhachev. I think he's going to pursue Topuria.
So then the only other competition Sarukian would have that takes Charles and Justin out, so it's now Dustin Poirier.
Yep.
And Sarukian, one of those guys is getting the next title shot. If I'm Dana White, I'm giving it to Dustin Poirier. Veteran, coming off a knockout. He's going to put more asses in seat than Sarukian. I mean, Sarukian was getting booed after the fight, so.
Yeah, and you have to consider that, right?
Like, yeah, for sure.
You know, who's going to sell more tickets? Is it going to be Sarukian or Poirier? The obvious answer is Poirier.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be Dustin Poirier. And he's coming off a great knockout. And like I said, great knockout in a great market in Miami. In front of Trump, in front of Dana White. I mean, a lot of famous people were at that event. I mean, the fans love Dustin Poirier, too.
Yeah,
plus, he's a veteran. He's an ambassador of the UFC. As much as Armin probably should get it, since he beat Charles Oliveira, I think they're going to give it to Dustin Poirier. I really do.
I agree with you. Just because Armin's kind of a boring fighter, man. He's, you know, he does deserve it, I think. But just watching him fight is not very fun. Like, kind of like Makhachev, you know, it is what it is. That's, we've already seen that anyway.
Well, I'll ask you right now. So Armin probably deserves it, but what would you rather watch? Dustin and Islam or Sarukian and Islam?
Oh, Poirier. Dustin Poirier and Islam. Of course. For sure.
And if you asked 10 UFC fans, I bet you 7 out of 10 would say Dustin Poirier.
Yep.
100%. So I think Armin's going to have to wait a little bit, maybe even have to take one more fight.
That's wild to think about.
Because if not, he's going to be on the shelf for like a year. Because if Islam fights Poirier in a couple months, then depending on how Islam comes out of that fight, I mean, he's either going to have to fight him at the end of the year or next year.
Right.
So he's going to be on the shelf for a little bit. Armin, which kind of sucks, dude. Because he didn't really take much damage in the Oliveira fight. Almost got choked out, but no significant, like he wasn't wobbled or rocked or anything, so... I don't know, man. It's a tough position, but if I'm going to predict, I think Dana White's going to give Dustin Poirier the title shot just because Armin didn't, like, blow away
right
with his performance. I mean, you arguably could have gave it to Charles, but Dustin Poirier, you know, clear knockout, great performance, and he's fresh. That's another thing, too. I don't know how fresh Armin is.
Right.
And I think Islam would probably be more excited to fight Dustin Poirier. He's already fought Armin, right? So he's like, I don't want to fight this guy again. I already beat him.
Man, Islam, he already tweeted out like a week or two ago that he wanted Poirier. That's who he wants to fight next. So that's for sure. That makes the most sense.
Yeah.
It was what threw a wrench in it was Gaethje having the victory over Poirier.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, obviously that has no, you know, Gaethje just got knocked out bad and Oliveira lost, so it's got to be Poirier.
What do you think happened to Charles Oliveira's stock? Did he lose much stock, or what do you think?
I don't think so, man. Maybe a little bit, but, you know, he's a legend in the game. Been there, done that. A little bit on the older side, but I think he'll, you know, I think he'll make another title run. Don't think he'll win it, but he's still, you know, top two, top three contender.
Yeah, I still think if Oliveira wins like a fight or two in a row, he could still get a title shot.
Yeah.
Against top guys. I mean, maybe he'll fight Gaethje next since they both lost at 300. Maybe they'll put that together. But Charles didn't really take much damage. Got a cut. I mean, at the end of the fight, he had a choke on Armin. So I don't think he took much damage. So we'll see. I don't know. Charles, he looked fine tonight. I don't think he looked terrible.
Yeah. No, Charles still looked pretty serviceable, pretty solid. So I think he's still right there. He had, you know, some high points, some ups in the fight. And honestly, I think, you know, it could have went either way. A lot of people thought on Twitter that, you know, Charles didn't win any of those rounds, but I thought it was close.
I thought he won the first round.
Yeah.
But let's move on to the main event. Alex Pereira KOs Jamahal Hill in the first minute and 30 seconds of the fight. The Poatan is the real deal, man. I mean, this guy's got insane power. We saw tonight, hit Jamahal Hill with a left hook, and he like grazed him, and like this guy's eyes rolled to the back of his head. I mean, he's probably the most powerful guy in the UFC, broke Francis Ngannou's punching power record. Said he might want to fight at heavyweight next. I mean, why not? The guy can literally do whatever he wants. He can fight at 185, fight at 205, or heavyweight. Where does Poatan go from here? And how was his performance, too?
Amazing performance. Didn't take any damage. Knocked him out in, what, less than 2 minutes?
Yeah, minute 30.
Made Jamahal Hill, a former champion, look like a, you know, basically like he didn't belong in the same ring as Poatan. I think he needs to go up to heavyweight, man, so he doesn't have to cut any weight at all. Let's just see him at his normal weight, which is like 240 pounds, and maybe fight Aspinall and see how that goes. Who knows? You know, Poatan, I think he could be the first guy to win, you know, have three different belts.
Yeah, I could see it, man, for sure. I mean, the guy's got crazy power. But transitioning to Jamal Hill, man, I feel bad for the guy. This guy's going to get absolutely obliterated on the internet. I mean, he was talking crazy, like he's going to knock Alex Pereira out, prove all the doubters wrong. I mean, he was super confident. Even in his profile, he put, you know, he already had the win in his record in the profile. So this guy's going to absolutely get obliterated online. Kind of feel for the guy because, I mean, you know, he really didn't lose the belt before, and then he had a long road to recovery, and then to get knocked down the first minute, that's a tough one to swallow for sure.
Yeah, I feel like he shouldn't even take in this fight, honestly. I know everybody wants to get their belt back, like, you know, right away, but same with Volk. Like, I didn't think Volk should have took the Topuria fight after being knocked out by Islam, but I guess he had to defend his belt. But
man, and we called it in the reel we made, dude. We said we had Alex Pereira, and it was hard for us to take Jamal Hill because he's coming off an Achilles, which takes 6 to 8 months, and he was on like month 8, so he was right at the threshold. Hadn't fought in like 14 months. I mean, that's a lot to overcome, especially when you're facing the hardest puncher in the UFC. That's almost too much to ask for, like with all those circumstances. So we called that. I mean, I saw this coming a mile away. There's no way you could pick Jamal. There was too many uncertainties.
Yeah. And even, you know, before he tore his Achilles, just the eye tests when we turn on the film, there's, to me anyway, there's a huge difference between Pereira and Jamal Hill. They're just different athletes. You know, Pereira's like one of the most impressive athletes I think I've ever seen in the UFC. Just his size, striking ability, his power. I mean, I haven't really seen anything like it, honestly.
Yeah, man. Jamal Hill is going to have to climb the ladder again, too, if he wants to get a title shot. Probably got to string like 3 wins in a row.
Yeah, and I think it's possible.
For sure. But I think Alex Pereira either moves up to heavyweight and tries to get the third belt and maybe fight Aspinall because he's not going to get the John Jones. John Jones is just waiting till he's healed up, and then he's going to fight Stipe and then retire.
Yeah.
So I don't even consider, honestly, at this point, John Jones the heavyweight champion because he's not going to fight anybody else.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a legacy fight almost, and then he's going to retire. Because you have two heavyweight champions right now. You have John Jones and Tom Aspinall. It, like, doesn't make any sense, honestly. Right. It's like they're putting John Jones on the shelf to fight Stipe, two of the best fighters ever, and then that's it.
Then they're both probably done.
So if Alex moves up, it's going to be against Tom Aspinall.
Yep.
But if I'm John Jones, Alex Pereira is a much better matchup than Tom Aspinall, I think.
Yeah.
Because the way you beat Alex Pereira is taking him down. We've seen him make a lot of mistakes, like, on the ground. And John Jones is, like, one of the best wrestlers in the UFC. So if John Jones fought Poatan, I think John Jones would win.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But if John Jones fought Aspinall, I don't know, because Aspinall is a good wrestler, too.
Yeah, Aspinall is impressive, man. I've never seen a big guy move like that before. Yep. Just on his feet. Real light and real fast.
That would be something I would want to see, though. Alex Pereira versus Tom Aspinall.
Hell yeah.
Sign me up for that.
Hell yeah.
That'd be a great fight. For sure. I could see either guy winning. Aspinall would probably be the favorite, I think, going into that fight. Just because he's bigger and he's probably a little bit faster. But Poatan could put anybody out, man. That guy's power is just... it's otherworldly power.
Literally.
Literally. If you're beating Francis Ngannou in power and anything, I mean, you're just like a freak. You couldn't pay me any money to fight Alex Poatan. There's no way.
No, man. He's scary. He's a scary guy. He reminds me of like watching WWE as a kid and seeing like The Undertaker come out. This guy's like, when you look at him, he looks like a real killer.
Insane. What do you think he should do? Do you think he should go to heavyweight or do you think he should stay at light heavyweight and fight Jiří Procházka next?
No, I don't think he should fight Procházka.
Because he already beat him, right?
Yeah, I don't want to see that again.
But then who's getting the title shot at light heavyweight? Who's getting that?
It would probably have to be Procházka.
Yeah, because he was like number one contender and he just knocked out Rakic. Rakic was looking good in that fight versus Yuri.
He was winning.
In the beginning. Oh, yeah, he's winning. He's kicking the legs off him. Yuri's chin won him that fight. He was eating some bombs in that fight.
Yeah,
and
Yuri's
then,
just a different, like the IQ is probably not there for Yuri, but his toughness is just different level.
But man, he was getting hit with bombs and like, bro, it didn't even faze him.
Yep.
And then that just shows you how powerful Poatan is. Because when he caught Yuri, he was going backwards. Like, how do you get any power going backwards like that? And was able to drop him and TKO him. So, I mean, if Alex touches you with anything, you're going out for sure. But, I mean, I guess you could run that back, Jiri and Poatan. But we already saw that story. And I think if they rematch, I think Poatan wins.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hard for me to see Jiri win, especially with his style.
Yeah. I want to see Poatan move up to heavyweight. That's probably, you know, what he should be fighting at anyway.
Yep.
So I want to see him, you know, not have to worry about cutting weight or any of that stuff. And he'll probably honestly be at his best at that without having to cut all that weight. I think he'll be even stronger. So I'd like to see him go up to heavyweight. And there's guys there like, you know, Cyril Gane or somebody like that. He could fight him first and then go to Aspinall or whatever.
I think if he moves up, he's going to get a title shot.
Goes straight to the title shot.
There's just no way, bro. Like, he's already won the belt at 85, won it at 205. Anything lower than him fighting for a championship is just not it.
Yeah.
But, man, the most impressive performance on the card tonight, 100%, was Max Holloway.
Yeah, Max Holloway, man. He's those Polynesian guys are something. They're real warriors too. It's just impressive, you know, because Gaethje, he was the number one contender. If he wins, well, basically going into the fight, he was the number one contender because Oliveira lost. So Gaethje sitting right there, ready for his title shot. But
so let me ask you, what you just saw tonight from Max Holloway, can he beat Topuria?
Man, I would say yes, he can beat Topuria, but I would still probably have Topuria as the favorite. I think Topuria is very polished with his, you know, maybe not so much boxing but striking,
mm-hmm.
And I think he's, you know, he can wrestle and I think Topuria is more well rounded, but if Max Holloway can, you know, defend the takedowns and stuff like that, there's really nobody that can box with Max Holloway, so.
Yeah, but Topuria is an excellent boxer, too.
Yeah. To me, he has no weaknesses in, you know, his fight game, Topuria.
That's such a great fight to put together. And honestly, if I'm Max, I'm taking the Ilya Topuria fight over the Islam Makhachev fight because it will sell more. Ilya Topuria is a superstar in Spain. Max Holloway is a superstar in Hawaii, America. That pay-per-view would be great, bro. Everybody would buy that, especially where Max Holloway's stock is right now. It's through the roof. Yeah. Bro, KOing Gaethje like that with 1 second left, pointing to the ground, like bad motherfucker versus Ilya Topuria champion. I mean, that fight would be incredible. Sign me up. Every UFC fan's going to want to watch that over the Islam Makhachev fight 100%. And it's a smarter fight to take. If I'm Max, like, the Islam fight's more risky because he's just going to wrestle fuck Max the whole time.
Yeah.
So if I'm Max, I'm taking the smarter fight. I'm taking the stand-up fight, the 50-50 fight against Ilya Topuria. He's taller. He's got the range on him. So I'm taking that fight for sure, 100%.
Yeah, I agree. That's what the fans want to see, like you said, because yeah. Makhachev, that'll be a snooze fest.
Yeah, like, and Topuria's stock is higher than Islam's, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. I think it'll probably be, you know, Topuria, he just got the belt, what, 2 months ago? Max honestly didn't really take any damage in that fight. You know, maybe a little bit, but I'd say, three or four months from now?
Mm-hmm.
Fighting for the belt? Maybe in Spain or wherever they're going to do it.
And Topuria was talking a lot, too. He was saying, I would never give Max Holloway a title shot. He's fought for the title too many times. Well, dude, you're giving him the shot, bro. You don't even have a say in that, bro. Like, after a performance like that, I mean, you just...
Yeah, he's calling him names and stuff. Like, oh, the big nose Max Holloway. Like, you know, because he's been punched in the nose too many times. But Man, you're going to have to see Max now for sure.
If that Max Holloway shows up against Ilya Topuria,
he might win.
That he can definitely win that fight. Yeah. For sure.
But I'm not sleeping on Ilya Topuria. I've seen him fight, and to me, he's like the most polished. I don't think he has any weaknesses at all.
After what you just saw tonight, what do you think the odds would be Max Holloway, Ilya Topuria?
I'd say Topuria, like, maybe minus 130 or 150.
Minus 150?
I don't think it... Maybe they go up to, like, 2 to 1, minus 200, but...
I mean, they gave Gaethje opening odds were minus 200, Justin Gaethje.
Yeah.
And I think Ilya Topuria is a better fighter than Justin Gaethje. So... But Max Holloway won that fight. I would say minus 180 probably Topuria.
Yeah.
Because Topuria is a good wrestler too. So minus 180, 200, probably similar to the odds we saw with Justin Gaethje, I would say.
Yep.
So that's what I would say, honestly. Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap it up? UFC 300?
No, I think we covered it. Bo Nickel, I would like to see him fight somebody of substance.
Mm-hmm.
I know we've talked about it before, but when are they going to, you know, he's now 6-0. He's 28 years old. To me, they need to.
He's got to fight a ranked guy next, for sure.
Yeah, they got to throw him into the fire. Like, at what point do you want him to keep dominating these no-name guys?
Yeah, Bo Nickel, he didn't even look that great tonight, honestly. And he wasn't, like, satisfied with his performance. And being such a high favorite, he's like, I could have done better.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they got to give Bo Nickel, like, somebody that's ranked next. You can't give him another unranked guy. Nobody wants to see that. You got to test this dude a little bit.
Give him Adesanya. We'll see that.
Nah, no way. They won't do that. I don't even think Adesanya would take that. Why would he take an unranked fighter?
Yeah.
I don't see it. Figueiredo, Cody Garbrandt. We saw Figueiredo sub Cody Garbrandt. I don't know where Cody Garbrandt goes from here, dude. Honestly. You know, Figueiredo came up from 125 and beat Cody. He's lost a lot of fights. I would like to see Cody retire, honestly.
Yeah, he's the, you know, past his prime.
Yep.
We'll see, man. A lot of, like I was saying earlier with Tony Ferguson, he's lost like 5-6 fights in a row. And he says, you know, as long as Dana White's going to give him a fight, he's going to take it. You know, some of these guys, that's all they really know how to do is keep fighting.
I'm saying Bobby Green defeats Jim Miller. I had Jim Miller missed on that one. Bobby Green just outclassed him on the feet. Not much to say there. I think Jim Miller should honestly hang it up too. Guy's old. Guy's been in the UFC forever. Has like 50 fights. I'd hang it up, dude, honestly. Andrade looked good versus Mariana Rodriguez. She just outpowered her. The power was too much. This was a good fight. Jalen Turner versus Renato Moicano. Jalen Turner gets the crazy knockdown in the first round. Thought he knocked out Moicano. Was looking at the ref and say, why didn't you stop the fight? Right at the buzzer, Renato Moicano recovers at the stool. Second round, takes him down, submits him. So he kind of got away with, you know, a scare there and overcame that knockout and got the victory. So good for him.
Yeah. I mean, we almost saw that tonight with the, you know, the co-main event with the girls.
Yep, Zhang Wei Li and Yan.
Yeah, Wayne Lee, you know, was grounded and pounding, and it looked like it was over, and then she was still there, and it went on. So overall, I think, you know, what do you think? So do you think like UFC 300 lived up to the hype?
I would say. Yes, just because of the Max Holloway and Justin Gaethje fight.
Yep.
Just that fight alone, I can't remember being that pumped after a fight in a long time.
Right.
I was fucking pumped after that fight. So, I mean, that was great. If you went to the arena, you got your money's worth just on that fight.
Yep.
That was a special fight. You called it, said it would be fight of the year. It was a great fight. You got to see an amazing ending, amazing knockout, broken nose, like... Everything you could want in a fight.
Yeah. That's what you get with Gaethje and Holloway, man. You get your money's worth. You get what you want to see. You want to see guys not taking them to the ground, not wrestling, not laying on people for five rounds. You got to see, like, the best striking and boxing. You know, Max Holloway is probably, what, the best boxer in the UFC, like he says, so...
Yeah, and Max Holloway, you can't call him a point fighter anymore. I mean, he knocked out a Korean Zombie and Justin Gaethje two fights in a row. I mean, guy's got power too. So a lot of people were sleeping on Max, and you know, Dustin Poirier called it. He said Max Holloway would defeat Justin Gaethje. He said the range and his rhythm and striking would give him problems. So I don't think anybody would know better than Dustin Poirier. Yeah, he's fought them both twice.
Right.
I mean, crazy.
I think it's interesting, too, that, you know, Holloway and Gaethje before the fight, leading up to the fight this past week, they said, like, this was the selling point on 300. You know, Poatan is obviously great, and Jamahal Hill was the former champion, but the huge selling point on this card was this fight, was Holloway and Gaethje, and it delivered, and... I think they both deserve the $300,000 bonus, and
yeah, they definitely deserve fight of the night. That was the best fight of the night by far, not even close. And then Max Holloway deserves a knockout of the night too. So the man's gonna walk home with $600K.
Yeah, well deserved too. Oh, yeah,
well deserved for sure. Kayla Harrison versus Holly Holm. Kayla Harrison's going to be a UFC champion. It's only a matter of time. I mean, this chick is just a freaking monster. You look at the back on that chick. Insane. I mean, she defeated Holly Holm so easily, took her down, submitted her. I mean,
it's impressive.
She's going to be a champion, dude. I mean, she's been a champion at everything in her life, and she's a freaking beast, bro. Destroyed Holly Holm's. Not even close. So she will be a champion one day for sure. Aljamain Sterling, Calvin Kattar, snooze fest. I mean, Sterling just wrestle-fucked him for three rounds.
That was very boring.
That was probably the most boring fight of the night by far.
Yeah. Sterling did look impressive, though, you know, moving up in weight class. I'd like to see him get, you know, another ranked opponent at 145 and see how he does there.
His I think that's why the fans don't embrace him, though. It's because he's boring, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's the same thing every single fight, and you rarely get finishes with this guy, and if you do, the finishes are boring. Like, everything about this guy is, like, vanilla and boring, and...
Yeah.
I don't think that's why the fans, like, embrace him. Like, he's a great fighter, but he's a... You can also be boring at the same time, right? Like, two things can be true. You can be boring and great. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if Dana White's gonna like that one too much. He's going to get a higher-ranked opponent. Not going to get a title shot for sure. No chance. No. At 145. He'll get a higher-ranked opponent, and, you know, maybe if he wins that one, maybe he'll get the shot at 145, but we'll see. All right, though. Any final thoughts on UFC 300 before we wrap it up?
No. I think we covered it.
Alrighty, guys, that was podcast episode 42, UFC 300 recap. Follow us on our social media, Instagram, Spotify, and TikTok at The Joe and Joey Show. We'll see you guys on episode 43. Take care.
Take care. But couldn't stop us. Watch us, yeah, we rockin' hot as Puerto Rico, we the wave. Go on and place your bets, check the over-under, we the fave. Yeah. It's no debate, we the greatest, but we debating your favorites greater. Raise the points of discussion, then we question. Yeah. Feelin' like Michael Jordan with the Bulls. Feelin' like I'm about to rage, KG with the Timberwolves. I'm getting pulled in all kinds of directions. To the game, yeah, you know that that's the best one. So just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show, Joe and Joey on the ride. Yeah. So just watch or just listen to the guys. Tune in to the show, Joe and Joey on the ride.